took a long time for that song to make it to the album.
1029 The Whale Rock Gossip.
One time, Scorpions bass player Francis Buchholz, who plays on the song Still Loving You, celebrates his 69th birthday today. And that song had a problem getting onto an album. It finally made it in 1984, Love at First Stink. Scorpions guitarist Rudolf Schenker wrote the music for it, and he kept trying to get it on an album, and they weren't buying it. They just didn't feel it. His bandmate, Matthias Jobs, explains how it finally got to an album.
He brought it up every time we were recording an album. So at the time when we were doing Love Drive in 78, nobody in the band liked it. In 1980, when we did Animal Magnetism, nobody liked it. Blackout, same thing. So he always came up with that song. We didn't know what to do with it. And then in 83, when we started out rehearsing for Love at First Sting, we just played it. And everybody played about the same thing that is on the album now. The first time we ever tried it out, it just felt right and it felt magic. The first moment we did it.
Well, it's still on. Talking about the Motley Crue Kiss Words of War. Tommy Lee pointed out that on the Kiss show, when Gene Simmons comes out in a crane, like out over the crowd, that Motley Crue did it. They ripped off Motley Crue, he said. He was mad, and there was kind of a veiled comment by Paul Stanley of Kiss saying, yeah, pretty much everything we've done has been ripped off by everybody. That's okay. We were the first. Well, now Nikki Sixx jumps in, and he posted a picture of himself on the crane and Gene Simmons on his and said, quote, wow, our body wasn't even cold before they took the exact grand finale from our tour. Might not matter to Kiss fans, but it does to Crue fans. I dug their music when I was a little kid, and it was cool to co-headline together a few years ago. But this disappoints me. Wah. So, I don't know. I love the Crue, but after everything they've stolen from Kiss, why don't they shut up and sit down? And also, one more point. Are they taking credit for inventing cranes?
Rock Gossip, 625 and 825 every morning. 1029 The Whale, Connecticut's classic rock.